Coming up on episode number 1146, it is Variety Day today. It's Wednesday, Anything Can Happen Day. And because of that, we're going to mix them all together. We're going to do an indie hodgepodge set where I play music by indie artists, come from labels, stuff that I didn't want to wait for a cover story to play for you. Also, a set of your requests. Thank you for sending those in. And if you want to win something today, today is your lucky day, because we're going to do a Guess the Connection. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, October 26th, 2016. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another potpourri edition of Coverville. You know, it just dawned on me. If you rearrange the letters, I'm sorry, they're not letters, they're numbers. If you rearrange the numbers of 10, 26, you get 2016. What? How many times in life will that ever happen? Many, I'm actually thinking. But anyway, it is a hodgepodge, potpourri show today. A bunch of different things. We're going to be doing, like I mentioned, a giveaway today. Later on in the show, we're going to be playing a couple sets of music. And what I want you to do is tell me what all the songs in those sets of music have in common. And you can win yourself a copy of the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes album. Have Another Ball, still sealed in plastic like Laura Palmer. You can unwrap that baby, put it into a dust off your CD player, put it in there and listen to that at your heart's content. Before that, we'll do an indie hodgepodge show, but or a set. But before we do either of those things, we're going to do a set of your requests. You've emailed in and you've told me the things you want to hear. You've emailed at requests@coverville.com. And I want more of those, so keep bringing me those requests. Let's start things off with a tune by Delta Goodrum. And what's interesting about this is that Delta Goodrum is an artist out of Australia who normally does things completely straight as far as like her music, you know, plays it completely straight. And this is, come on, let's face it, I believe in a thing called Love by the Darkness is a fun song. It's not novelty, but it's bordering on novelty. She plays it completely straight. This is from her album Wings of the Wild, which came out this year. Delta Goodrum and I Believe in a Thing Called Love.
Explain all the feelings that you're making me feel. My heart's in overdrive, and you're behind the steering wheel. Touching you. I believe in a thing called love. could you touch it?
lizards and other things that go bump in the night. Cause to me every day is Halloween. I have given up hiding and started to fight. I've started to stop and stare. They say, why are you dressed like it's Halloween? You look so absurd, you look so obscene. Now,
why can't I live a life of me? Why should I take the abuse that's true? Why can't they see they're just like me? It's the same, it's the same.
Dangerous Muse by request with a cover of Ministry's Every Day is Halloween. I love that. That's such a great version. Big thanks to James Stubbs for requesting that one. Their 80s new wave inspired cover of Every Day is Halloween. You'll find that on a double, I guess it's a single, right? Give Me Danger, Every Day is Halloween. Came out in 2007. Really, really good cover there. Before that, When the Levee Breaks, also by request. That one by Perfect Circle from their album Emotive, which came out in 2004, of course, covering the Led Zeppelin tune. Requested by Kanaday, I hope I pronounced that right, Lori in the chat room. But she in the chat room goes by Kanaday and requested that one. Had a bunch of requests. That was my favorite of the bunch, although there's some good stuff in there. The set started out with Delta Goodrem and I Believe in a Thing Called Love, originally by The Darkness. You'll find that on her brand new album, Wings of the Wild. That one suggested by John in Pittsburgh. Coverville Citizen John, thank you so much for your request and for your support. So, oh, it's pronounced Kennedy. Well, that makes a lot more sense. Kennedy. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that either. All right, thanks. She corrected me in the chat room. I appreciate that. John from Pittsburgh, PA, thank you for your request of Delta Goodrum. All right, let's move over to Indy Hodgepodge. Just got to keep moving like a moving target. Can't hit a moving target. This is brand new, and I've got to thank Ariel Hyatt from Ariel Publicity. By the way, if you're an independent artist and you're trying to figure out a good way to get yourself promoted, start with Ariel Hyatt over there at Ariel PR. She's great. Known her ever since the early days of podcasting, and she's just fantastic. Also a good resource if you're a podcaster and you're looking for some good independent music to play on your show. Go check her out. This is from the brand new album Stand Up by Jody Quine. You've heard her on Coverville before. She is the vocalist on the Sleep Thief songs that I've played here in the past. I want to say that they were Sleep Thief covers of Duran Duran that I've played on the show, as well as, no, it was Duran Duran. It was The Chauffeur, if I remember correctly. This is great. This is, like I said, from a brand new solo album called Stand Up. It's a cover of Pat Benatar's We Belong.
Many times I've tried to tell you, many times I've cried alone. Always I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't want to leave you, really. I've invested too much time to give you up that easy to the doubts that complicate your mind. We belong to the light, we belong to the thunder. Strength anyway. Have we become a habit? Do we distort the facts? Well, there's no looking forward. No, there's no turning back when you say we belong to the light, we belong to the dark.
We belong to the sound of the words we both fall in under. We got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah, you really got me now. Got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You really got me. You really got me. You really got me. Oh.
Oh, about his high-home consolation. Everybody's trying to tell me what it's right for me. Yeah, I need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's up to me.
What's the going rate with the devil when you want to pay him to replace a girlfriend who's gone? That is Clay Howard from a single of the same name, She's Gone. Came out this year, just came out recently. And big thanks to Clay for reaching out. We've played him with the Strata Cruisers on the show before, but that's a solo track from Clay Howard, She's Gone. Before that, Lauren Strange, another great performance. Someone that reached out to me on the show here and said, hey, I've got a cover, interested? And I was, and it is. It's fantastic. It's a cover of the Cranberries' Zombie, performed by Lauren Strange. Check her out online. A lot of great music from Lauren. Project Grand Slam with that bluesy cover of You Really Got Me. Lucy Woodward on vocals for that one. From their album The Queen's Carnival, which came out this year. Project Grand Slam and You've Really Got Me. You Really Got Me, originally by the Kinks. So different from the versions by Oingo Boingo and Van Halen, and I love it. Which Will by Amber Arcades. This is a cover that they did of the Nick Drake tune, also just came out. Look for that one. It's trailing, and I should have had my notes up for this, a brand new album. I believe it's called Falling Lights. I'm looking it up right now because I want to tell you. There's a really, really cool brand new album from Amber Arcades. Well, not brand new. It came out earlier this year. I want to say June. Fading Lines, that's what it is. Fading Lines just came out the beginning of this year, and it's really, really good. Amber Arcades, amazing, amazing voice on lead singer of that band. Go check him out. And we start off that set with Jody Quine. Speaking of amazing voices, right? She's amazing. That is her cover of We Belong, originally by Pat Benatar, and you'll find it on Jody's brand new album, Stand Up. All right, we're going to get to a couple sets of Guess the Connection here in just a second, but before we do that, I'm going to tell you about the sponsor for Coverville today. No, it's not Amazon. Of course, I always want you to visit Amazon. Use the Coverville links on the site when you visit Amazon. But no, I'm going to tell you about a brand new project that is near and dear to my heart because I'm kind of behind it, partially anyway. As you know, it's should be no surprise to you that we do an Andrew Allen album just about every year, a cover album through Kickstarter. And we're doing another one, a brand new album called Jazzness, because it's all covers of music that you find on games from the original NES, kind of in tied in with the brand new Nintendo Classic Console that's going to be coming out next month. You can play the games on your Classic Console, and then you can listen to the games on this great album coming out from Andrew Allen. It's coming out next month. Going to have it out by the end of the year. Digital versions definitely by Christmas time, easily by Christmas time. And you can find it by going to tinyurl.com/jazzness, J-A-Z-Z-N-E-S-S. And it's a brand new album covering all 30 games that you find on the Classic Console. So, of course, you're going to get Mario Brothers, right? You're going to get your Kid Icarus and your Ice Climber. You're also going to get Pac-Man, Galaga. What else is on there? Kirby's Adventure, Punch-Out. All that stuff. Check it out right now. It's on Kickstarter. That is tinyurl.com/jazzness. All right, now we're doing the contest thing here. So this is I just got back from doing a trivia thing this weekend, and just gets me in the mood for these so much. It's Guess the Connection. I'm going to be playing you eight songs. It looks like eight songs. They all have something in common. I want to know what that is. Here's what I want you to do. If you think you know the answer, tweet me at Coverville. Use the hashtag Guess the Connection. And if you are the first person with the correct answer, you will get a copy on CD shipped anywhere in the world of Me First and the Gimme Gimme's album, Have Another Ball. This is the Unearthed A-Sides album. So it is a cover of Hall & Oates' Rich Girl, The Boxer, Country Roads, I Write the Songs. I mean, it's got 12 songs on here, 12 amazing covers. I'm using that word amazing a little too much, aren't I? 12 fantastic, marvelous covers. Oh, they're marvelous. There we go. 12 marvelous covers by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. And that's if you are the first person to tell me what they all have in common. If you don't hear from me, like if I don't reply to you, that means that answer is incorrect, okay? I'm not going to reply to every tweet with every guess unless you tell me a correct answer. We're starting things off with Seal and a cover that came from the BBC Radio 2 Sounds of the 80s Volume 2 album that just came out this year. It is a cover of Yes's Owner of a Lonely Heart.
You always live your life, never thinking of the future. Prove yourself, you are the move you make. Take your chances, win or lose. See yourself, you are the steps you take. You and you, and that's the only way. Shake, shake yourself, your every move you make. So the story goes, owner of a lonely. Sky, how we dancing, one and only. You lose yourself, no, not for pity's sake. There's no real reason to be lonely. Be yourself, give your free will a chance. You got to want to succeed.
Owner of a lonely heart, much better than a
owner of a broken heart.
Tommy used to work in the dark. Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough. So tough. Gina works her dino day, working for a man. She brings home a pay for love. Gotta hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We got each other, that's a lot for love. Give it a shot. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, live it on a prayer. Take my hand, we'll make it, I swear. Oh,
explico que no soy hijo de un senador. Ese Sam no es mi tío, tirando bombas y dando drama. Yo creo en las cosas que me enseñó mi mamá. And I believe in the words, but I don't know if the actions speak louder than all the things I heard. I'm not saying that I've never been proud. The history we made together, look at us now. I always wanted us to come together, but it's so difficult when we're fighting each other. And I'm looking out my window and the street's on fire. They try to separate us, step on us just to get higher. We're under the gun, let the bullets fly. And our soldiers survive, they come back to die. How can we love one another if we don't even try? They say they love us, but inside I know that it's a lie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No soy hijo de un senador. Yo fui, yo no soy. I ain't no citizen.
Crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning. They yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man still driving and striving.
Reliant K from their K is for Karaoke EP, which they actually combined. They had volume one and volume two of their Reliant K is for Karaoke, and they combined it into one album. Makes sense. Now you can buy the entire album and not have to buy the two individual EPs. Reliant K with a cover of The Distance, originally by Cake. They released that back in 2011. Before that, Bang Data with a cover of Fortunate Son with a little bit of Spanish thrown in there. Why? Because it's on a Spanish Creedence Clearwater Revival cover album called Quiero Creedence. Just came out this year also. The Rocker Covers with a cover of Living on a Prayer that came out on their 2013 album New Old Stock, originally by Bon Jovi. Seal with Owner of a Lonely Heart from BBC Radio 2, Sounds of the 80s, Volume 2, and a cover of the song by Yes. All right, four more songs. I'm not going to tell you the answer, but somebody has already guessed it. A live stream listener has already figured it out. But I'm going to let you keep playing along, especially if you're a podcast listener. No sense in giving it away, but you can always look on Twitter, and I'll announce the winner. I've replied to the winner there, so you can see who got it. But in the meantime, let's keep it going here. From Cody Jarrett and a collection called Pop Squad Presents 1978, it's a cover of The Babies, Head First.
telling me what your heart meant. Heat of a moment shone in your eyes. Now you find yourself in 82. The score beat's gone, the chance for you. You can concern yourself with bigger things. Get your hold and grab those dragon's wings. Cause it was the heat of the moment, telling me what your heart meant. Heat of the moment shone in your eyes. Heat of the moment, heat of the moment, heat of the moment shone in your eyes. Beside the phone, what were the things you wanted for yourself? Teenage ambition sure remembers well. Cause it was the heat of the moment, telling me what your heart meant. Heat of the moment shone in your eyes. Heat of the moment, heat of the moment, heat of the moment shone in your eyes.
He's a real knowing man, sitting in his novel land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me?
Nowhere man, please listen. Don't you know what you're missing? Nowhere man, the world is at your command.
From the Beat a Go-Go album performed by the Spacemen way back. Recently remastered, though, and re-released back in 2009. You can find all those things, all those albums remastered. The Beatles' Nowhere Man covered by the Spacemen. Before that, Judy in Disguise with Glasses by Bachman Cummings. That one from their 2007 album Jukebox, originally done by John Fred and the Playboy Band. Matt the Electrician with a cover of Asia's Heat of the Moment. That one from his album Home. And Cody Jarrett covering the Babies Head First from the Pop Squad Presents 1978 album, which came out 21 years later in 1999. That is, I think you know the connection. Well, if you want to see if you're right or not, just look at my Twitter feed and you'll see my response to Tom Steele, who is the big winner for this thing, gets the CD. I'm going to do more of these. This is fun. Try and do more. And also, if you want to create a trivia segment, a recorded trivia segment, I want to get back into doing musically challenged things on the show. So get it out to me and we'll use it on the show and get Tina in here and do the trivia like we used to do it. Okay? Just get it to me and we'll make it happen. That is going to do it for this episode of Coverville, though. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at requests@coverville.com. That is the email address to use. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9, 1-877-7-COVER-9. And visit coverville.com for everything else you're looking for. Cover songs, archives of the show, a searchable database that isn't just songs I've played on the show, but all the songs in my library. And I've got a huge, huge library. You can edit that one out. I've got a huge library of cover songs, so a lot of stuff in there, and it's growing every single day. So, boy, just fill in that section with euphemisms. Check out the database. It's on coverville.com. It's at the very top of the page. That's what I'm trying to get to. All right, we will be back in 2 weeks, because next week I'm going to be in California for BlizzCon. If you're going to be out in that area, please look me up. I'll be at the Anaheim Convention Center on Friday and Saturday. So look me up there. Find me at Disneyland on Thursday. See if you can track down a giant Coverville at Disneyland with his son. That'll be next week, so back on the show 2 weeks from today. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CACHEFLY, CashFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where they've always got your connection to the best podcasts. It's like you're there.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.